Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
While we just wait and wait for all these votes to be tabulated so we can figure out who our president is going to be, here's the bigger question. If you could choose any fictional movie or TV president to be our president of the United States of America, who would it be?
Yeah, that's the thing. Those polls have already closed, all right? We've already got our clear favorites on that one.
It's Anna and Raven. They did. They polled the entire country asking what fictional president would you have.
Mm-hmm.
Both Connecticut and New Jersey chose President James Marshall, who's Harrison Ford from Air Force One.
I mean, he's tough. He's handsome. What's not to like?
Tonight I come to you with a pledge to change America's policy. Never again will I allow our political self-interest to deter us from doing what we know to be morally right. Atrocity and terror are not political weapons. And to those who would use them, your day is over.
Don't mess with his wife. Don't mess with his kid. Don't mess with his plane.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford, don't mess around.
New York, they went in a completely opposite direction. They chose President Jed Bartlett from the West Wing, Martin Sheen.
Oh.
I wish I could spend more than a few minutes with you, but the polls don't close in the East for another hour. There are plenty of election results still left to falsify.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's likable, but he's likable in the fact that more revealing in the fact that he could be dirty.
A majority of the country outside of the tri-state chose Bill Pullman, who was President Whitmore on Independence Day.
I mean, it's all about the speech, Anna Zapp.
4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Why do you feel like we have to yell after that? You hear that, and everybody just immediately yells, yeah!
4th of July, they're climbing in their jets, they're going to fight aliens, Will Smith is somewhere. I mean, it's just exciting in general.
If you could choose any fictional TV or movie president to be our nation's president right now, who would you choose?
That's easy. Morgan Freeman, every single time. That guy is fantastic. This isn't even one of my favorite scenes from Deep Impact.
Now listen, young lady, this is a presidential favor. I'm letting you go because I don't want another headache. And I'm trusting you because I know what this can do for your career. It might seem that we have each other over the same barrel, Miss Lerner, but it just seems that way.
It just seems that way. He just told you off and threatened you presidentially without sounding like a thug. He's gangsta.
Can I tell you something?
He's so gangsta.
You're not going to judge me.
What? What's that?
So I've never seen any of those movies.
What are you seeing? First off, one of them's a TV show.
Never.
West Wing was on for like, I don't even know how many years.
I've never seen it.
It wasn't a short amount of time. The show was on and popular.
I was trying to think about like, what's my problem?
Independence Day?
Never saw Independence Day.
What?
I don't know what my problem is. I think that like, I just don't find those kind of movies interesting. I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. But I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I have to choose a fictional person to be my president.
Right. And given the fact that you haven't watched anything political before ever or about alien attack, you came up with.
I came up with Robin Williams as Teddy Roosevelt from Night at the Museum.
Okay, right.
Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president of these United States of America, at your service. Ha ha! Pleasure to meet you, Lawrence Staley. You'll have to excuse me, though. The hunt is afoot.
I mean, that's a great representation of Robin Williams. It's not a great representation of Teddy Roosevelt, I'm guessing.
I believe I asked Raven earlier this morning, is it true that Teddy Roosevelt had a crush on Pocahontas like in the movie?
She asked me if that was a real thing, and I had to assure her that Night at the Museum 1 and 2, neither of those are documentary films or just one. Also, Independence Day asked me the same question about that. I said, no, it's not a documentary about how we handled the aliens when they arrived.
Not my proudest moment.